Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Toynta Black. And, you know, Mother's Day is quickly approaching. Don't forget mom, y'all. Joining me this morning, psychotherapist and relationship expert, Dr. Joyce Morley. And Dr. Joyce, happy Mother's Day in case I don't see you before then.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Wanda.
So we're going to talk about, you know, some things that happens with moms sometimes.
Yeah. And many times, you know, we think that mothers are perfect.
Yeah.
We think that mothers should not be forgiven, but mothers deserve to be forgiven also.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the only way it can go on. And I think a lot of times, Twanda, mothers don't forgive themselves for things that have taken place.
It's true. It's true. I know I had to get over some stuff. Because here's the thing. It's on-the-job training. You know, you can read them little books if you want to, but that don't apply to you all the time.
Right.
But sometimes we make decisions that are based on our own experience, which our own experience was jacked up.
And it was limited.
Right.
And so you go back to, oftentimes we learn vicariously. We learn by what we saw our mother do. And if our mother wasn't there, or someone who was a surrogate mother, or their time wasn't there, many times they didn't know.
Right.
And we look at the whole situation of love, how we have relationships with men, how we have relationships with other women. And oftentimes, Twan, if you look at it, especially with women, and I thought about it, especially ever since I've been here in the Atlanta area, is most women don't have relationships with each other because they didn't know how to have one with their mom.
Right.
And so you see that passed on, and then their daughters don't have relationships with them.
Mm-hmm.
But most certainly there can be relationships, but we have to learn how to forgive, let go, and stop holding on to stuff and being this quote-unquote perfect mother.
Because it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
And then we talk about,
oh, she's a good mother. What's a good mother? Mm-hmm. Good is relative.
Mm-hmm. It's relative to what you see.
That's right. And so when you begin to look at it and think about it, you know, we want everybody to, who's a woman, we just have expectations that women should have it all together. But
mom,
as you said,
perfect.
It's trial and error.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is. Mom is never perfect. And you may have a mom that does a lot of great things, you know, and does some things right, but she's still not perfect.
Not perfect. And we hold these things against our mothers.
Yeah.
And it bothers me, behooves me to understand, how do you not speak to the woman who carried you 9 months?
Yeah.
Kept you. Now, she had a choice. She didn't have to keep you.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to carry you. But no matter who took care of you, whether it was mama, big mama, grandma, auntie, whomever it was, somebody had to bring you into this world.
Yeah.
And we have the audacity, the mitigated gall to say we're not speaking to our mamas, we don't want to talk to her, or we're debating and arguing back and forth. And we can't forgive her for the things that we say happened to us. And sometimes we have to actually ascertain, was it real or was it through your eyes? Was it a reality?
As a child, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. There's a young lady I know, and gosh, she's got to be 50 now. She doesn't have a real strong relationship with her mother, but here's the reason why. She was young when she was young, a teenager, wild and out, being disrespectful, coming in all times of day and night, drinking, sleeping with men in her mama's house. She did all of that. Mama put her out. And her mama said, you can't, this is not going to happen. And you know, she is not forgiving her mom for that. Really?
And she's looking at her mom as being the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is she was the problem.
Exactly.
And she, you know, as a mother, we have a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
To rear these children, and you know for a fact that in America, especially as African American women, over 70% of our households are single mothers.
Yes.
And so we have to be mama, try to be daddy. We can't be daddy.
Nope.
We have to do all these things that we do. And one of the things you have to do is rear up that child in the way that the Lord would want you. You have to have boundaries. You have to be a model, a role model. And you have to be able to say, you're going to have some discipline.
That's right.
And girls have a much more difficult time. Even when I worked in the school system, girls would stand toe-to-toe with you. Boys are a little more amenable when you can deal with them. But these girls are going to stand toe-to-toe. And then they get mad because mom doesn't allow them to run amok, do what they want to do, go out there, sleep with any and everybody, and come up with somebody that they think they're going to be somebody who turns out to be nobody and be in their house.
And looking at mama, too, and probably your children, you know, it's just crazy. One of my girlfriends, she said her daughter, and this was a long time ago, but she said her daughter, you know, would lie to her and tell her she was going to her friend's house. So she finally caught up with that. They were going out clubbing, you know, dressing up, had the fake ID and all that. So she found out where they were, went to the club in her pajamas and her hair rollers.
Wow.
Say her daughter was in there just jamming. Oh, just doing the thing, right? She say daughter turned around. She was standing behind her. Daughter turned around and saw her. And she say she just knocked her out. She said, I'm going to fight you like you're a man. You want to act grown?
Right.
She say they duked it out right there in the club.
Wow.
She had to drag her out. And then, you know, the bouncer came over and said, ma'am, you can't do that. She said, I'm going to call the police right now because this child is underage. She said, take her right on out, ma'am. Take
right.
her right on out.
Right. And so we think that we want to be grown.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and, you
yeah.
know, when by the time you get grown, you want to be back. And I can be back home with mama.
I'm telling you.
You know, the things about it is that, you know, we have these young ladies and they want to banter back and forth with mom and they want to go wherever they want, to the club, all those things like that. But you can't allow your daughter or your son.
Or your son.
Most certainly to be out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you might not have a dad there for that son, you've got to actually teach that child all that you know about how to treat a woman.
Right. Right,
and you've
absolutely.
Got to have those expectations that that boy shouldn't be coming in your house disrespecting you, cursing, saying what he wants. And these mothers got to stop letting these boys lay up in their house with these girls, and they're not married.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's so true. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Us bring somebody in the house with the door closed
That's
and
right.
sleeping with the
wouldn't
girl,
happen.
That wouldn't happen in a million years.
That's right. Mm-mm. And so we become new age,
yeah.
but this whole new age is us nothing but a stage, and what it's doing is called and problems because we're giving our children the wrong message.
Oh, yeah.
So when we look at what's going on out here, and I don't blame mothers because but mothers have a responsibility, and most often we're doing it by ourselves.
Yes.
When you look at these young boys out here who think they're grown men and they don't have a problem doing whatever they want, you cannot be in my house not paying rent, don't own anything here, and thinking that you're going to come in and out whenever you feel like it with your pants sagging.
Eating up all my food.
And bringing your friends to
right.
eat, too.
Right.
Okay, and you don't want to work if you're not going to school.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with that.
Yes,
picture.
Yes, yes. I remember my son, my older son, getting high with the neighbors and coming in the house just ripped up. And one day he came in, I was like, you high? I started wailing on that head. My mother said, Twanda, stop. He ain't going to even know this happened. So I say, he is not going to come in this house and disrespect. I had a younger child. That's a setting an example.
That's right.
I said, Mom, we can't set this example
no.
for this younger one.
That's right. He may not remember, but he would feel it when he got up
oh,
and
yeah.
wonder what the world
I
happened
was,
to
girl,
him.
Girl, I was wailing. I was wailing on that head.
And so we've gotten to the point, too, Twanda, where we say, oh, I'm not going to bring up my children the way my mom did me. Well, the bottom line, look at yourself. Look in that mirror sometime. Are you that bad off?
Nope.
Are you that messed up? That your mom did such a horrible job, and then you have the audacity to say that you're not going to forgive her, that you're going to hold things against her, things that might not even be real, because you couldn't do what you want. You couldn't be Mr. or Miss Grown and be on your own, but you're not paying for it, and now you are holding against her. You won't do anything, but one thing I'll tell you, that if you disrespect mom, you got to come back at some particular point cure all of that.
That's right.
You want to be forgiven,
yeah,
but you don't want to forgive her. And why should you? Hey, because she had you.
Right. She brought you in here.
She brought you in here.
She gave you life.
She gave you life.
She did.
She did. No matter where you stayed, whose house you stayed at, who fed you, she did it long enough. And I think we've got to get past that, Twanda. We've got to get over it, the things that we hold against our mothers. And the thing about it, we have to realize mom's a human just like you.
Yes, and we're going to make mistakes.
We're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And you only get one. And what gets me are the women who get with these men, and they will take on men and their friends and get rid of mama.
Yeah.
And not realizing that when the friend is gone, when the man is gone, mama is still going to be your mama.
Right.
You can have 1,000 husbands, 1,000 friends. There's not that many out there for you to have, but the bottom line comes down to is that mama is still going to be your mom.
Yeah.
How do you kick mom to the curb?
You don't. You don't. And I understand some folks have really horrible relationships. But it's, again, we say this we've been saying this for years.
Yes.
It's time to clear that up. Whatever the issue is, you guys need to come together and talk about it sensibly.
Right.
And just express, you know, because, again, your perception, and I say this about another case that I know, but that person was a child. And his perception of mother was totally different.
Yes. Yes.
Because
right.
he was a kid.
He was a kid.
He thought everything revolved around him.
That's right.
And mama just did me wrong. She didn't protect me. She didn't right. do this. She didn't do that. He don't know what mama was going through. And he was a kid.
That's right. The other thing is, Twanda, we have to look at, we don't understand often as a child and sometimes even growing up what a hard time mama had.
Yes, Lord.
Now, mama's not always right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Because
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
we've all done some things not right. We've
Absolutely.
Made some poor decisions
Absolutely.
And bad decisions ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But mama's out there working. So when you're thinking mama's not there with me, she can't come to my game. She wasn't there when I was going through
right.
This and going through that. Mama was out there trying to work. And
trying
if she
to keep
wasn't
a roof
out there
over
trying
your head.
To work,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't have been able to be fed. You wouldn't have a place to live.
Right.
You wouldn't have a place to stay. You wouldn't have those things that you have in school. What about those sneakers on your feet?
Mm-hmm.
Those jeans, those beautiful dresses, going to get your hair done. Where you think all that comes from? And so I think we lose sight of the fight that mama has to put forward
Absolutely.
In order to be able to make sure she raises you, rears you
mm-hmm.
to the level of the man or woman that you are today.
And even just give you the necessities.
Yes.
You know, you don't even understand. That struggle is real.
That's right.
That struggle
it is
real.
That's right. It's real, and we don't want to admit the fact that, you know what, look at what mama's going
mm-hmm.
through. And how many times you don't see the tears that mama shed?
Yes, 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 yes. I always, you know, I knew more about what was going on with my mom than my brothers did because I was older.
Right.
And because I was a girl.
That's right.
You know, and I paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a lot more than what my brothers could ever know.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And see, boys are generally protected from the family secrets and all the things that go on. Girls have to bear them. Girls see it. And as you say, girls are much more
mm-hmm,
attentive.
Mm-hmm.
And they are part of all of that. Boys are absolved from all of that. So they don't really know a lot of what mom is going through. Sometimes girls will see it. And I think oftentimes what you have is girls are so much more afraid of being like mom. But is your mom that bad that you
right.
want to be afraid?
Right.
Was your mom that horrible that you wouldn't want to be like her? Now, as I said, she was never perfect and neither are you. But at some point, as you said, we've got to begin to let this stuff go,
mm-hmm.
rectify the situation, come to some level of stability and say, you know what, not only do I need to be able to deal with my mom, I've got to help deal with her so I can deal with other people.
Right, right.
And then we pray and we say we love God,
mm-hmm.
but we hate our own mama.
Can't do it.
Something is wrong with that.
Doesn't work. You know, and really and truly, you have to be able to separate the behavior
from
the person who is your mother,
That's
from
right.
the love
That's right.
that you have for your mother and the love that she has for you.
That's right.
Because that's the thing. I mean, all mamas ain't going to do right.
No.
They're not going to be right. Even in their old age, they're ornery.
Right.
And maybe you went through a really tough childhood,
mm-hmm.
but still understand that mama did the best she could.
And
she
many
really
times she didn't know what she was doing.
That's right.
And my question is many times is, you know, who taught her?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how
mm-hmm.
did she learn?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know. And I've had clients that come in and they are in real friction with their moms and they blame the mom. They can't go on with their lives. And so what I usually do is to have them to begin to understand mom's journey.
Right.
It's a whole different journey. Now, you can't go back and make up for what you lost when you were young, but at least you have a starting point.
Yes.
To be at least respectful to your mom,
mm-hmm.
to be at least able to have conversation, because no matter what happens, there's still a part in your heart
mm-hmm.
that you carry for your mom. And once she's gone and close those eyes, there's nothing
she's
else
gone.
To be done.
That's right.
And if you don't rectify whatever the issue is you have with your mom, that's men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Men cannot go on and have fruitful, positive, healthy relationships with another woman as long as you are having issues and you have unresolved issues and latent issues with your mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Women won't be able to move forward and have relationships with other women, with their daughters, and sometimes with men until you go back and rectify. And it's not calling her up and cursing and screaming and yelling and you're going to do this and you're going to slap her down. No.
Wow.
It's sometimes getting with her
mm-hmm.
in a place, not at her house, not at your house, in a place where it doesn't belong to either of you.
It's neutral.
Mm-hmm. Neutral place mm-hmm. where you're having a conversation and using your I messages. Mom, I went through this. I went through that. I was very, very upset.
Right.
I was bothered
mm-hmm.
when you stayed with my dad or my stepdad who molested me.
Right.
I'm not willing mm-hmm. to be a part of that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to let it go. And so what you do, you give it to mom. Now, You can't involve yourself in that conversation, Twanda, if you're expecting something back.
Right.
You're not doing it for her. You're doing it for you. It's time for you to release this mess, get rid of the stress, so you can go on and be able to say, I'm not putting mom through no test to see what happens. The bottom line comes down to it is, I need to unload for myself, but not at my mom's expense.
Yeah.
I was not happy. I had a couple one time, and they couldn't make it, and the woman was having difficulty. And, well, she had been molested, and the mom stayed with the man. And then after he died, she kept his picture on the mantle.
Mm.
And so she said she couldn't stand to go to the house. And I had her to make a trip, fly. We went over it, worked with her, how she was going to handle it. And she went, and she gave that stuff back to mom, using her messages,
mm-hmm.
got back on the plane, came back. And she was a different woman ever since.
Hey, man, she released it.
She released it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is awesome. And, you know, even with my kids today, you know, with them being in their mid-20s and late 20s,
mm-hmm.
we talk about some of the stuff that happened when they were younger. I want them to know what my journey was.
Right, right.
And so we talk, and they were like, Mom, you did that? Really? That happened?
Yes.
Absolutely that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to do that to protect you. I had to do this to make sure that we could eat. I had to do, you know, and so they get it.
They get it.
They get it.
And I think too often as mothers, what we do, especially African-American mothers and people, mothers of all other cultures
mm-hmm.
also many times will hide things. And our children need to know the sacrifice.
That's
now, don't
right.
pull it over the head.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we as mothers, we shouldn't expect anything back.
No.
We were put here. And children were given to us and loaned to us for us to do what we do.
Right.
But once it's done and they get their millions and they get whatever, they don't owe you anything because that's
sure
what you're
don't.
Supposed to do. Now, anything past 18, 20, 25 and all that, that's on you.
Mm-hmm,
if
mm-hmm.
you want to let that grown man lay up in your house and not work, bring women in there, or that grown woman who's not, but most often we will let that man's son lay up and not do anything, but we won't let that daughter do it. We have different expectations. And so there sometimes there's a chasm comes between the daughter and the mother because we see those guys differently. We see the boys and the men differently. But what has to happen is mothers have to begin to say, you know what, I did what I needed to do for you.
Right.
I have no regrets. I tell my daughter all
mm-hmm,
the time.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest one said to me one time, Mom, I don't ever remember you fixing me a sandwich. I said, you're grown. You're on your own. You don't need a loan. You can get your own condiments, get your bread, get your meat, and fix your own sandwich because I have no regrets.
Amen.
When you look at how you turn out,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to ever make me feel bad or guilty about anything.
Talk about a sandwich.
A sandwich. I was laughing. I was like, the things they come up with.
Oh, my
and,
you goodness.
Know, so you have to begin to look at it and say, you know what? I'm not going to have these children making me feel guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what, Doc, I want you to cover at another time. I would love to have this conversation of why we the society, we worship the boys and we, you know, we train our girls
yes.
and we worship the boys.
Right. We worship the boys. We raise our daughters and take care of our mm-hmm. sons. And
that's a whole nother conversation. But I think it's very interesting because you do see that. Today, over and over and over, and here we are, the girls, we're running, successful,
yes.
you know, moving, shaking, doing everything, and mom is still coddling that boy.
You're coddling that boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when you look at the angst and the anger that girls have with their moms, and especially if there's a male,
yeah.
a boy child in the family, there's a discrepancy in treatment,
mm-hmm.
Even the leverage. And what moms have to understand is that when that boy goes out, he's just as much in danger as that girl.
That's right.
I mean, the way that we look at society, we look at the world today, and so you can't buy love. Moms oftentimes will try to buy love, and no matter what happens, she will actually negate and neglect herself at her expense in order to even have a relationship. And my thing is, you know what they used to say, you mad, scratch, get glad. But the bottom line
that's
is...
That's old school right there.
Right. You're not going to have me feeling guilty.
Right.
She's got to treat that son the same way she treats that daughter, because mm-hmm. in the end, not only is she rearing that child because that's what God expects her to do, but that child, that boy, that girl has to go out into society as boys and girls and men and women.
Right.
And the impact and effect it's going to have. And so when we look at relationships and we put them out there and they can't have positive and healthy relationships, a lot of it goes back to the home. As I said, we're not blaming moms
mm-hmm.
because that grown man and grown woman have some responsibility.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Whatever is going on between you and mom today, you need to recover that. You need to restore that relationship.
Right. You need to restore it, and you have to begin to ask yourself, what do I want from my mama?
Mm-hmm.
What do I want from my mother? What am I expecting from her?
I hope it's just love.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What am I expecting? So you're so mad. Begin to sit down. Get a pencil and paper out. You haven't spoken to your mom in all these years. Why haven't you spoken to your mom? What's the reason? What are you looking for? What would you like to get? What could your mom say to you? And if she's already gone, she's already transitioned, you're not going to get it. So you're living a miserable life, and men who are mistreating their wives or their girlfriend, whomever they're with, because of the fact that they never had that relationship or they didn't fix it before she passed away. Mm-hmm. The daughter who's out there, she can't move forward with friends because of the fact that she hated her mom so bad. If mom is gone, on, she's going to still have some problems. Here's where therapy comes in. And I know people say, you know, I'm a therapist, and I know for a fact that when you go back and you begin to look at those relationship patterns, I do genograms a lot, with my clients,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we'll go back 3-4 generations, and you can see the connection of the relationships generational, and we want to call it generational curse. It's not a curse. It's you choose to be a part of that old habit. It's a habit, and the same thing was happening with the mother, with the grandmother, with the great-grandmother. They're not talking. They're not speaking. They're angry at each other. It's amazing when we begin to go back and look and say, wow, I've been carrying this baggage, this garbage all these years, and I could have been living my life.
Absolutely. And living it in fullness with my parents.
In fullness with my parents.
Yeah.
Enjoying people. You know, God put us here for relationships, for love. And you might not like your mama, and mama, sometimes you might not like your children, but the bottom line comes down to, how do we treat each other? How do we forgive each other? Moms are expected to forgive their children, let them back in no matter what they do, no matter how many times. But mothers are rarely given the opportunity to be shown that they deserve to be forgiven too.
That's right.
Let it go, let it go, let it go.
Amen, amen, amen. Look, your Mama Said book is coming out?
It's coming out. It will be out for Mother's Day. It's Mama Said, and it is hilarious. Outrageous and eye-opening things that your mama said that you don't want to hear about. And bottom line, the tagline says, Mama really did have all the answers after all. And so what I did is, you know, as I was traveling and doing speaking engagements, I held a contest for people to come up with their most outrageous mama saying.
Oh, yeah.
And then I took them and interpreted them. And so there are 7 different areas, anywhere from looking at relationships, discipline, what mama said about gossip. You know, mama would gossip about people and say things like that. And then there's one on predictions and dreams and, you know, if a certain thing, don't put your foot, the shoe under the on top of the bed, and all those things like that. And the interpretation. But then also the last chapter is the look. So what did that look mean when she rolled her eyes, put the hand up, put a hand on the hip? So all that's in there. It's a delightful book. And yours truly, Twanda Black, has done the forward in the book.
Oh, and I talked about my grandmama.
Talked about your grandma. Ooh, sure did.
Whippersnapper. Yes, yes, she's a whippersnapper. She's still a whippersnapper at 89.
Right. So most certainly, Twanda, I know that we're going to plan a book signing.
Yes.
And they can also check my website and be in touch. But I've been working on this book for years, and it's a delightful book.
So how can they get the book?
They can contact me,
mm-hmm.
at 770-808-6570. They can also email me at joyce@drjoyce.com, Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, at D-O-C-T-O-R, joyce.com. And again, that number is 770-808-6570.
All right, a great Mother's Day present. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And Dr. Joyce will talk about another great subject next month. Thank you so much for joining us.